participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wild card caller in New York. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is, in fact, intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your craft detector now?
Right. Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rum.
Tickle the Duke. Useless trick.
Stop the rum. Stop the rum. Can't stop the rum. Can't stop the rum.
There's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
No,
he's not retarded.
Showtime today. A lot of people running around. Joe's sitting next to me on the counter.
You've ripped the knobs off.
Seems that the control board there in my hand as we speak.
Thank you, Rob. You're this has to be. Your pants are covered with blood. every day, Mike.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Donna's Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday, August 13-ered.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Again, my pants are bloody because
him. I'll pay the cleaning bill.
The man.
Mm-hmm.
The legend. And what was the item today, Buzz?
Today, it was a car jack. Today.
A car jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's quick to the ad-libs, isn't he?
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah. Got it right out of his brand new car. Money metal.
Ouch. Anyway, every day he sodomizes me, simply so I will say, here's Buzz.
Hi.
And here he is.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. First order of business, where's the guy to cut the grass?
Ah, the guy that's supposed to have the back problem that's going to cut grass so he can get tickets to Aerosmith.
Right, I've got the scissors.
Yes, fantastic. Ready to go. It's better to do it earlier than later. What with another 100 degree day in the greater Washington D.C. area.
All up and down the East Coast. Red alert.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just horrible. It's beyond. This is the worst summer I ever remember in Washington.
Code red, just like my underpants. And now, according to my allergist, I have to be like the boy in the bubble.
You have to go from one air-conditioned environment to the other?
Yes, when we have these code reds...
You have to be careful?
I'm not supposed to go outside.
Well, you sound like you're getting better, so you should take his advice.
Yes, code red.
Code red. A fine beverage from the Mountain Dew family.
Code red. Last night I was so paranoid in my house. I was sitting in the room watching the Dolphins and the Buccaneers, and my wife came through and opened the door to go out on the deck,
right.
And I said, shut the door! Shut the door!
You let all that horrible, mean air in.
Mm-hmm. She said, what's the deal? I said, shut the door, for God's sake! Shut the door!
I find myself pulling my eyelids over my eyes and pulling down because they just feel scratchy. They feel like it's just bad, bad air that we've got here.
Yeah, it sure is, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. It sure is. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Don Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I want to know who your first pick's going to be in your fantasy draft.
Well, it depends who has the first pick.
Well, are you going to go for a running back?
You had mentioned yesterday if you had the first pick overall, you'd probably go with Kurt Warner.
Or Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
What about Ricky Williams?
He's way up there.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, Rob, you have a deck of cards?
Yeah, well, tomorrow I will.
Well, why don't you get a deck of cards right now? I think we've
here. That'd be a nice little precursor to the fantasy draft to find out, you know, what our order is going to be.
We can do the draft order right now. Now, who's in? I look at Mike with this folder.
I'm not sure. Tomlinson. I think LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian. What?
Is your league full? Can I get in it?
Yeah, we got 18.
That's a fantasy guy. Such a fantasy guy.
Damn.
Just tunnel vision all the way.
Focused. Mike, don't be mad at the guys that are into it.
I was trying to pronounce LaDainian
Tomlinson.
Yeah,
it's not LaDainian. It's LaDainian, right?
LaDainian
Tomlinson.
Tomlinson. All right, now let's see. Who's in the league? You have Don, Mike, Buzz. Are you in the league, Buzz?
I don't think so. No, this is the first I've heard of it.
All right, it's Don, Mike, John Norman, our production guy, Bart, Charlie Broyhill.
I'm all uptight.
Lisa, and I'm missing two. Who else?
No. Buzz was in it.
When we discussed it the last time, my
Buzz,
name didn't
you're
come
in,
up.
And then we need a seven.
Oh, I'm in no
Hold
way
on, here we go. Here's
that.
The list right here.
Well, we're not picking today, Buzz.
Yeah, Don, right. Mike, Lisa, Charlie Broyhill.
I'm not prepared either.
Johnny, Buzz, and Bart.
Really?
Yes, you're in the league.
Wow. Well,
you'll need a
that'll be good.
What's the matter, Buzz? Haven't you been preparing?
Mike, with this folder.
Let me take this opportunity to thank Robert O. Or Robert U.
He's
some listener dropped that by for you?
The same guy that's like met me in the parking lot twice.
Like Barry.
Yeah, but he delivered today, and you know, he asked me the last time, and today I needed him. And Robert, I'm your man.
Robert.
Thank you. Robert.
Robert, thank you very much for providing me with these wonderful fantasy.
This is quite a website he's got. Robert informed me that before he turned himself onto this website, he was last in his fantasy league. The past 2 years, he has finished number one.
Okay, you got it.
There you go.
Let's do the draft order right now.
Let's do
Bart
it.
Bart is not here. Would you like to pick him?
Just once.
Yes.
Just once. I'd like to get a little luck.
Wait now, a minute. Now,
here's how we're doing it.
No, I'll tell you how we're not doing it. Hand, I don't trust him. He's deceptive. Yes, there you go. Good, there we go.
But I don't trust Mike either.
Thank you, Ken. I like it when he gets mad.
I don't trust Mike.
Good, there we go. All right.
No. Let John Norman do it.
John, here. Here, there we go.
I don't trust John.
We have eight cards.
Buzz, you want to do it?
No, I don't care. No.
We have eight cards.
No, but whenever there's gaming, you're always, like, right in the middle. You know when we play poker, it's like he's always right in the center.
Mike. It's a little intangible skill.
Yeah, it's skill.
I'll pick first,
you hump.
I'll pick first.
For you.
Hold on. Hold the cards down so I can't see them and shuffle them up now because I just saw them.
Are you picking for Bart or yourself?
I'm picking for myself. We're going to be picking in this order. Don, Mike, Rob, Lisa, Charlie.
Sorry, everybody. For
John, Buzz, Bart.
Whew.
And we have eight cards, ace through
eight.
Ace through eight. All right. And I have selected the fourth pick.
Does that mean you'll pick fourth?
Yes, Mike.
Ace picks one, is that what it is?
Mike.
All right. Seventh. God damn it.
Damn it.
Okay. Rob A.
Typical. You know, if I had been holding the card,
shut up.
Pick the eight.
Rob A.
Third.
Third pick for Rob A. Lisa. What do you have?
Was that the real word?
She said the S word.
That was the S word you just said.
Pick.
Shoot.
Charlie Broyhill.
Damn.
Mr. Lucky. What do you have?
Oh. Eight.
Eight. Right. John Norman.
Six.
Buzz.
First
pick, Buzz. And that means Bart picks six. Number two.
So our order goes Buzz, Bart, Rob, Don, Lisa, John, Mike, then Charlie, and then the second round it reverses.
I have never, ever gotten a chance to pick early in the round. This sucks.
Hey, Buzz, you got to take Falk, Buzz. You got to take Falk.
Now,
I don't know.
Buzz, I'm gonna give you a hint right now.
Yeah.
The guy you want to take.
Uh-huh.
Marshall Falk.
The guy, no, don't listen to this guy.
Kumpler. Matthews.
Here's the guy you want to take.
He wants
Walter Payton. Walter Payton available?
Just remember this name, Johnny Morton.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Morton.
Oh, my God.
You want Trent Dilfer.
No, he wants Ike Hilliard.
Trent Dilfer.
Okay.
Sammy, quarterback, Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Never mind the fact that he's going to be out 4 to 8 weeks. Take Trent Dilfer first.
Wait, get Walter Payton?
Why take Trent Dilfer when Vinny Testaverde is available?
All right, fourth pick tomorrow. God damn, I'm ready to do this today. It's too bad my son's not here today.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I'm ready. I'd love to dive in and do it today. Can we reach your son?
No,
we can't.
My stuff's at home.
Oh, your stuff's at home? Okay.
No, and besides, we've set up tomorrow. Is that I know you're ready.
You know, I would have
picked
earlier. You know what? I would have picked earlier in the round, but you know what? Rob touched the cards.
I will give you last year's top eight picks.
What?
Last year in our draft, here were the top eight picks. Number one pick was Marshall Falk.
That's me.
Number two, Dante Culpepper. Number three, Kurt Warner.
That was me.
Number four, Edgerrin James.
There.
Number five, Peyton Manning. Number six.
I wasn't in it last year.
Randy Moss.
Wasn't I in the fantasy league last year? At least I don't remember.
You were.
What? You were the owner.
You weren't there. You weren't there for the draft.
But that was my pick.
No, but you weren't there.
Okay.
That was my pick. Everybody's picking on me.
Last year.
F you all.
Last year, the top eight was Falk, Culpepper,
okay.
Warner, James, Peyton, Randy Moss, Donovan McNabb, and Eddie George. That was the top eight last year.
Well, I'm going to let all of you know I'm back.
Hold it. Now you're back.
I'm back better.
Last year, I think I went to the Super Bowl.
No.
Playoffs?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it went to the playoffs.
You know what? I think I beat you in the last game to keep you in Charlie in the playoffs.
Have you ever been in the Super Bowl?
Funny.
I can say that too.
What's that?
You sound like Joe Theismann.
Have you ever been to a Super Bowl, buddy? Have you ever been to a Super Bowl, buddy, Lisa?
Hey, Lisa, I can say that to you too. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Super Bowl of fantasy football?
No, last year was my first year.
Well, let's focus on this. Remember the year of Steve Young, Lisa? That was the year that yours truly was just really pretty much cutting through the league like a knife through hot butter.
And still didn't win.
I didn't win the Super Bowl. I was beaten by Big Dumb Jim, was I not?
Not in the finals.
No, you were beaten by Charlie.
Did you beat me in the final?
Have you ever been in the finals? I don't think you have.
You know, it's so nice to have you back on board.
Don, Joe Theismann.
How you doing, buddy?
I listen
to your show every morning.
Hold on.
I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time.
Forget it, Don.
I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning. But you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
Ouch.
And then it was a friendship after that.
Yeah. 15 years ago. Ouch.
Now we're buddies. Now we're pals.
You ever been in a Super Bowl?
See him walking down the street, we give him a big hug.
And last night, listen, thank you, my friend. Thanks
Charlie,
for the call.
Are you doing what I think?
No.
Can you pick up Corey Stringer?
Oh, stop it.
Is he such naked cruelty. Is it?
And I'm going to take, who's the dead guy for Carolina? Who's the running back?
The guy just died.
It's Fred somebody.
Who's the receiver that got busted and put in jail for killing his wife?
No, we're only counting dead guys. Oh, yeah,
guys in jail.
No, he would count, too.
Yeah,
who's that guy? Another guy for the Carolina Panthers.
That's Ray Caruth.
Ray Caruth.
Yeah.
That's my receiver.
Ray Caruth.
Is he a DB or a receiver?
He was a receiver.
He's a wide receiver. We're not drafting.
I miss you being in the studio where you have to, like, walk all the way over to the microphone. God forbid you just shout out the answer.
And then you would say it's radio. Come speak on the mic. win with you, is it?
It's no win with anybody today.
Let me explain something
to all of you about this fantasy league.
Yeah.
I am a target. In our fantasy league. I always have been. I always will be. I have to go into a defensive
No. This year you're not the target.
Who's the target this year?
Take a look in the next room.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
There he is.
Mystified.
Okay.
Right. Stupefied. Very good.
How does it feel not to have the bullseye on your back?
This is good. This is a very good thing. But I
lost. And he has the first pick in tomorrow's draft.
Very exciting.
Will you be on time tomorrow?
Hopefully, yes.
You're right.
We're doing it on the show.
I don't want to bring the Bloody Marys, though, since it's a school day. Since we're going to be in Philadelphia, do you think we should bring Bloody Marys?
It is a tradition.
It is a tradition. All right.
It's a tradition.
Okay.
We got to do it.
All right. Joe, go get some tomato juice.
You got to get the big... And you got to make them good and spicy.
All right, I will. I'll make them... I'll put in your hooch.
Please do.
Yeah.
A special hooch.
That'll be a fun show. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll want to tune in to tomorrow's show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about the possibility of the smallpox virus being unleashed to us by Saddam Hussein?
Well, let me see. What response could I have to that? It's one of two. It's either it's awful or fabulous. Let me stop and debate that for a moment.
It's fab.
It's gorgy. I mean, what kind of dumbass, stupid question is that? What is your feeling?
The only thing I wanted to ask.
I think it's the greatest thing to happen since sliced bread. Frankly, I'm looking forward.
What's my opinion of his performance?
I'm looking forward to smallpox. I'm looking forward to a quick and painless death.
So what do we need to do to stop that from happening, dude?
Listen, dude, as maybe you've read in the newspaper, we're going to attack Iraq.
Now, also, when you talk about the smallpox virus, there is a vaccine. It's just not widespread, and I think we probably, as opposed to letting the nukes fly, as so many people want to do, we might want to get real prepared on the home front to inoculate everybody.
And frankly, I'm not worried.
Actually, I'm
5'11".
Already,
you hear what I'm saying?
Sir, you're not a very good listener. Don was speaking.
I'm sorry.
I'm 5'11". Okay. Why would I be concerned about smallpox?
There you go. Mm-hmm. People that should be concerned about smallpox.
Dan Snyder.
Mini-me.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Goodbye.
See you later. What was that McLaughlin Report question we just got?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, this is Nate checking in from Philadelphia.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Lucky Nate. You guys remember me.
All right. Oh, the guy who always wants to win something on the show.
I don't want to win nothing today, man. I'm just trying to give you guys a little bit of advice on this fantasy league.
Oh, here we go.
All right. First of all, man, I think our city as a whole, our sports teams get so underrated by everybody in this country.
Including
you guys.
I agree.
For your first pick, you shouldn't pick Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk just like everybody else wants to jump on the bandwagon. McNabb should be your first pick for the points. You can't go wrong, man. McNabb will have a huge, huge season this year.
Frankly, he is my third-rated quarterback.
Well, what's your first? Beat up Kurt Warner?
Yep, followed by beat up Brett Favre.
I'll give Kurt Warner 3 weeks. He will be out for the season.
All right, my friend.
I call that right now, buddy.
Okay.
You are going.
All right, buddy. Okay, buddy.
Take.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Don.
Let me just say, as far as the Eagles go, I got burned 2 years.
2 years in a row by Mr. Deuce Staley.
He's a bum.
So I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, I have him rated 44th.
Now you got Dorsey Levin, so you better watch out for him.
You have Dorsey or Deuce Staley rated where, Mike?
44.
44.
That's actually pretty low on the list.
I don't have any rating.
Let me see where I've got him. Seriously, Deuce Staley? I've got him at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Number 14.
I don't even have a phone.
Number 14, I have Peyton Manning.
Well, he's due for
a... He's a quarterback. Too. I'm talking about overall. Are we talking about running backs or overall? That's my overall list. If you're talking about running backs, let's see where I have Mr. Deuce Staley, shall we?
I don't have a list.
Let's see here. We're going to go right down the line here and see where's Mr. Deuce Staley.
Funny.
He's not in my top 10, I'll tell you that right now.
You heard it here first, guys. Deuce will be on the loose this year.
Deuce on the loose. Let's see where I got him down. Hold on just a second.
Get that. Where you have him.
I worked hard on this. I got him under 23.
What website did that come from?
That is privileged information. I wish I could let you know, but this is going to be my ticket.
Gotcha.
This is going to be my ticket. Are we doing that thing, too, where we go down through the order and then back
1 through
up?
8, then 8 through 1.
All right.
Absolutely. And there is a 60-second limit on all picks. So we will bang through these
Marshall
rounds.
Falk, obviously your number one rated running back?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course he is.
Where can I get a list of names of guys who can be drafted?
Scatlover.com.
Okay, got it.
Scatlover.com.
Keep your eyes on Deuce McAllister from the New Orleans Saints, too. That could be a big breakout year for that man.
You're such a dope. You're such a dope. He's like an eighth-round pick at best.
Well, that's good. Then that means that he'll be in my stable.
Your stable.
Deuce McAllister. Lots of guys coming up the sheet. You know, I'm going to get some updates before tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear that.
Which, the guy, Robert, wanted my email address. Sorry I couldn't provide that for you.
Last night, about football. I don't know if anybody besides me watched the Tampa Bay-Miami game.
I did.
You did not.
No, I had band practice last night.
Last night there was, in fact,
ass play
during the game.
There was ass play during the game?
And maybe the funniest thing that I've seen in a football game in a long time, and those guys on ESPN, Theismann included,
right,
did not know how to handle it. Here's the deal. The quarterback for Tampa Bay goes back to pass. The pass is knocked in the air. The pass rolls. There's a defensive guy who's on his belly. The pass falls down, hits him in the back, and the guy catches the ball between his ass cheeks. Now,
you're kidding.
I swear to Christ, another Miami player takes the ball out of the guy's ass, and technically, it's an interception because the ball never touched the ground.
Oh, my God.
So, Theismann starts saying he had it between his cheeks. And as soon as Theismann says he has it between his cheeks, the other guy's going like, check, please. That's it. We're out.
How did Paul McGuire react to that?
He wanted no part of it.
You know what? What happened to him?
I don't know.
He used to be so much fun, and he's turned into an old fart.
And then one of them inadvertently made the funniest joke of all, where they said he really brought his A game. They didn't mean it.
But did they laugh after it was said?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Sportscasters are wrapped so tight.
The ball did not hit the ground. The ball didn't hit dirt.
Not his A game.
The ball hit mud. And they showed the replay. The ball right between...
Like right in the bad part.
Yeah, right in the dude.
Not like the upper thighs or anything like that.
Right between. And he was actually... He squeezed his...
You saw him slack
there. Yes, and the ball is there. And the other guy picks it up. So the referees go and they have one of those giant meetings about it.
Oh, they're nice to see those are starting in. My favorite part of the NFL.
And, you know, typical, this is why we should just do away with the referees.
I agree.
They come back, they take 5 minutes.
You know how much better football would be if it was automated? You know, just like swimmers. You know how swimmers now have the little thing that goes beep when they touch the side of the pool? Make that in football.
So they got the 5 minute thing and they're looking at they're looking at that little porno booth, they're looking at the replay, and then they come out and they say, the play was blown dead. So it's like after 5 minutes.
Are you talking about that little thing they have on the side where they, you know, the old style photo session?
Right.
You know, the porno booth.
Right. Well, the guy puts his head in the porno booth, and they're looking at this guy catch the ball with his ass from 10 different angles.
Right.
And then they come back and they announce, well, we blew the play dead. Listen, if you blew the play dead, why did you have to take 5 minutes to watch the guy catch the ball with his ass? It's because they didn't want to say it's an interception because the guy caught the ball with his ass and the ball never touched the ground. It was a great moment.
The A game. And I wish, you know, sometimes I wish they'd pick up on that when they make that game.
As play. As play. It was great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You guys rock.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to go to the concert with you guys this Saturday night.
Well, there's plenty of tickets available.
Yeah, can I win a prize or something? Can I play a game or win a prize?
Oh, now, this is not...
Caller.
No, this is not No Help Monday, but this
not
is...
not No Help Monday. Dude.
Little Help Tuesday.
Very Little Help
come on,
Tuesday.
Guys.
No, not come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, help, no.
Little Help Tuesday.
Come on.
Little Help Tuesday. I want a lot of help Tuesday.
And we have, for this thing Saturday night, Sammy Hagar is taking care of us.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's important to
Sammy's personal guests.
I don't want to say it's important to us, but we've already coordinated our outfits.
Oh, I'll be wearing the black shirt.
I'll be wearing the white shirt.
Everyone knows David Lee's better than Sammy Hagar.
Oh, you're a giant fag.
Right, you just revoked your privileges.
You are a giant fag.
You know, speaking of television, do you know what I watched last night on my little high definition network?
What?
Finally, it came on. Bikini Destinations.
Oh.
You can see every single downy hair on their shoulders. It's incredible.
Yeah, but you can't see the downy hair.
Yeah. You can see the bikini line when they do the... They did it at, you know that place Lake Powell that's out in the middle of the desert with the Grand Canyon, and they have this backdrop. And, you know, what's amazing is you can see every little nuance. It's
except the ones you really want to see.
Well, the only thing I thought is when I was watching this last night and watching it for an hour, I thought maybe it would, you know, if you could show porn that way,
right,
it'd be something really special.
That's the reason to have a high-definition TV.
Someday I hope they, you know, they have that innovative technology.
They will.
Don and Mike, hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What's going on, sir?
Hey, my friend.
You're forgetting the funniest part of that game last night is when the guy actually rolled over with the ball between his cheeks, dives and goes, oh, that's a butt ball.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, he did say that. He said it's a butt ball.
It's a butt ball?
And then they made him say it's a B-ball.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let him say butt ball anymore.
And like you said, the rest of the guys were like, uh-oh, check, please.
Yeah, check this. That's it. We're out of here.
Check, please.
Meanwhile,
bye.
Really, really a great moment. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You guys love your show.
Thanks.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
There you go.
I just wanted to say, yeah, I saw that play, too. I just wondered who would be credited with the interception if they did call it an interception.
Well,
the guy caught it with his...
What was his name, Gorn?
What's that?
Hey, Lincoln's just come into the studio. It's Mr. 40.
Hey, 40, what's up? What are you handing me here? What is this? What are you doing?
I was told there's a little news for you.
What is it, 40?
40's already wasted. Oh, it's 11:27.
Yeah, it's a half hour till noon. What's the news?
Do you want me to read this on the air? Who told you to bring this in?
Lisa.
Dear Don and Mike, if you even get this letter, much less read it, I want you to know that as much as I'd love to participate in the upcoming event, I guess this would be the Las Vegas style show in Philly.
Uh-huh.
I woke up. It's not.
No, read on.
All right,
read,
okay.
Read on.
I woke up this morning, was not able to muster the energy. After my son heard what I was going to do, he informed me I was all. Oh, it's from
the back. It's the back guy.
It's from the back guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Don and Mike, even if you get this letter, much less read it, I want to let you know I won't be able to participate in your upcoming event. I woke up this morning and was not able to muster the energy. After my son heard what I was going to do, he informed me I was already his hero, and I didn't need to reinforce it in this way. He said as much as he would like to go to Aerosmith, he'd rather stay home and watch a movie with me, myself, than have myself put through that. I'm a longtime listener and will continue to be. Maybe this doesn't matter to you, but let me say you guys are true innovators, not imitators. And as far as your critics go, blah, blah, blah. The program you provide gives blah, 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 blah. Thank you for all the laughs, blah, 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 blah. Your fan, Carl.
All right.
Well,
now we know.
All right.
The hero in his son's eyes.
Well, that's good. There's some good came out of this, and he can't muster the energy to come down here, but he could certainly muster the energy to go to the concert. I hate to be cruel.
There is no son. I agree with Rob.
I think that might be partially true. Not 100%, but I think maybe there's something afoot here.
Trying to call him right now.
He's a little too slick.
Something hinky.
I couldn't muster the energy to leave the house.
Hello?
Carl, it's Don and Mike. You're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So how come I'm calling you on a cell phone? Where are you at right now?
Oh, I am home.
Okay. Now, a lot of people have their cell phone as a regular phone.
Uh-huh. I use a lot of my
cell
phone.
Well, with these prices these days and all the free minutes you get.
And besides, the guy on the move needs
to be... Thank you, 40.
Guy needs to be on the mobile phone.
Mr. 40 was going to be our reporter outside today.
So I'm just going to hang out now.
You know what I like is when he's got those 40 inside.
Carl, that's a long-ass drive, dog, that I just made, man.
So, Carl, your son is your son says you're his hero.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't have the energy today?
I didn't.
Well, what about
as
the concert?
As much as I wanted to.
What about the concert? I mean, would you have the energy to go to the concert?
Well, it's in the evening time, and that's where I actually get going. I mean,
how convenient.
Well, all right, now, so you get going in the evening time.
Yeah.
Why don't you come down and cut the grass in the evening? We could tape.
Well, I guess you could do that, sure.
Okay, great. Then we'll see you tonight.
If you can work it out, sir.
Yeah, we that recorder.
We got a tape recorder, sure.
Yeah, I'll be here with the recorder, dog. I mean, you're a hero. What color is your cape, Carl?
Man.
Carl?
I'm cold. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Gold? So what time do you get feeling good?
Probably around 5 or 6.
Now, if he comes down here, 40, and he really is banged up and infirmed, I mean, and it's really obvious that he is, you got to report that to us. You got to let us know.
Absolutely.
Because we'll come in here and we'll feel bad for about 8 seconds.
Well, when does he take the medicine?
Rob won't. Rob won't feel bad at all day.
No, he's constantly on the medicine, 40. Isn't that right, Carl?
Yeah, I'll be
Carl, just
for
the record, though, I want to make this clear. You're saying it's tough for you to come down and lie down for 20 minutes and just lie on your side or whatever and cut a few blades of grass, but you would have the energy to go to a 2.5-hour concert.
Oh, I think so, yeah. If not, my wife could.
All right, now listen, if you weren't listening to the show yesterday...
Carl's got a very bad back. He got his back messed up.
And this guy called. He wanted Aerosmith tickets because he's got a bad back and he's on, I don't know, some kind of disability or something.
Disability, bad back, and your back's been messed up for how long, Carl?
2 years.
It's everything that we go against on this show. The whole, you know, hi, I'm crippled, please help me because I'm crippled.
Plus the fact that there was a lot of suspicion around here about Carl, and there still is, that Carl might not be on the up and up. We thought that Carl was talking to us a lot yesterday and really was kind of, I felt like we were trying to be hustled.
Yeah, and I still do.
No, by no means.
I still do.
Now you sound, I will tell you, you sound a little mellower today. Are you on medication?
No.
I thought you were
kind of... normal, but that doesn't put me in that category.
Are you standing or sitting right now?
Standing.
You're standing.
See, I don't get it. You're standing.
You could
be laying down right now with some safety scissors.
No, it's not about that.
Is it an issue of principle, Carl? Is that what it is? You didn't want to succumb to our little stunt? Which really could not be easier.
Some of it is.
All right, then let's get to the crux of it.
All right, then he's being honest. Yeah, some of it is he didn't want to come down.
The crux.
As far as stunts go, it's a pretty easy one. You have to lay on your stomach, lay on your side. What did he say?
He liked it when you said the crux of the matter. 40 got a big charge out of that one. The crux.
That is the chewy inside, the center of the matter.
Right.
All you have to do is lay on your stomach, your side, your back, for 20 minutes outside. And
I thought Don was being amazingly generous by offering 20 minutes as opposed to the whole show.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I've listened to your show for years, so I absolutely agree.
With these scissors right here. So, all right, so listen, if we have Mr. 40 come back, what time will you be here?
I could be there between 5 and 6. My son can drive me.
Very good.
Great.
And then he'll have that recording.
My son's right here if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Yeah, put the youngster on the phone.
You had to bring him some gas money.
I'm not afraid. Hold on.
All right, it's good.
Hello?
Hey, dude.
What's going on?
Who's your hero?
My dad.
And he's going to come down here between 5 and 6 and do that little 20-minute grass-cutting thing so you guys can get tickets to Aerosmith.
I guess he feels like he really wants to. I mean, Aerosmith is one of my favorite rock bands, but I don't need him to go down there and do that to show me that he's my hero, though.
Why is your dad your hero?
I got to say, because when I get older, I just want to be able to take after him. I don't want to have to be able to...
You want to lay around all day? You want to lay around and take pain pills all day?
No, see, it's not like that. I mean, he tries to do as much as he can for me, so
all right.
That's what I'll be able to do.
Do you think he'll be able to come down here and do this grass-cutting thing?
I don't know, I guess, probably.
Yeah, he said you could drive him, and 40 will be down here between 5 and 6, and then you'll get the tickets.
Sounds good.
How come you can't drive him now? Y'all going to bring me some gas money?
Yeah, 40,
you want to give me some gas money?
Well, 40 doesn't want to go all the way back home.
Oh,
40 doesn't want to go all the way back to the hood.
I'll pick up the gas money, 40. I'll take care of your gas money.
That's
I'll get
cool.
you back here. Now, come on, really. Who's your hero, really?
My dad is. For real.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man.
Don't say Aquaman. He couldn't do nothing. summoning whales.
Buzz, Rob. Who's your hero, really?
My dad's my hero, I guess.
There you go. We're not going to sway the kid. And, you know, when I hear the kid, I'm thinking maybe more legit.
Slacker.
With the kid?
Yeah.
With the kid.
Total slacker.
Total slacker.
Total slacker. I'm a slacker?
Yeah.
I'm an all-area athlete, all-state athlete, all-Potomac athlete.
Mm. Hasn't camp started?
Do what?
You play football?
I played football. I run track now. I'm a sprinter. I run the 448 flat.
Wow. Oh, man, I'd like to see that. I would like to see that. Do you think you could come down today?
Supposedly.
And sprint for us on a 100-degree day?
Yeah. How about you come down and run a bunch of 40-yard sprints for us, and we'll give you the tickets.
Would that be cool?
No, I'm just getting back into training again.
There we are again. I guess we've got another person that's not really comfortable with the truth.
See, I got you.
Can we offer you? Put your dad back on the phone. We need to speak with him.
Peter Slacker and Junior Slacker.
All right, hold on. Let me get him.
You know, this whole thing's going south.
Carl Slacker and his son, Carl Jr.
Yes.
Great hamburgers, though.
I heard mom, I think.
How about, if I come down there and run for y'all, what else would you give me?
You're not in the position to make a deal, son.
Rob, what else? Rob, what else did you give me?
Huh?
What else?
What else did y'all give me?
Well, you know, at first we like to do a small...
Would y'all give me the tickets if I get down there and ran for y'all?
You know what? What is your GPA, son? You may be a fantastic athlete, but you butcher the language.
Look, for now...
How about if I ran for you all?
For now, let's just do a small wager, and then after we show you a small return on that, next time you place one, we'll swing for the stars.
We'll swing for the fences. Dear J.T. Marlin.
Now, you were trying to get something more out of us. That's not...
No, what I'm asking is, if I run for y'all, can I get the ticket?
What did we just say?
Yes.
Did you listen to us when I said, why don't you come down and sprint for us?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that. Because you're like your dad. You're not a good listener.
Hey, let's do it tomorrow and I'll race you.
You going to race me?
Why tomorrow?
Who wants to come out 66 at 5 o'clock?
No. He'll come down now.
Come down now.
Oh, yeah. Come on down.
Will you come?
Oh, God, would I love that. A race between Mr. 40 and the all-state athlete.
One sprint? You just like maybe just chill out on it for a while?
You see that tree right there?
Yeah.
What? I don't understand what he's saying.
I don't either.
You see that tree out there?
Yeah. That's drunk logic. What?
We were running.
You'll run into the tree?
Probably.
No, would you be willing to race this guy?
Yeah.
I was talking to 40.
Okay,
and you can come down here, where do you live?
Stafford, Virginia.
Stafford?
You can be here very quickly.
You can get here in an hour.
Or so, I don't know, something like that.
What?
Or something so. Like that.
I'm starting to hear the mumbling now. You know the mumbling when somebody doesn't want to do them?
My money's on the strong black man.
Hello?
All right, hello? So why are you saying hello?
I didn't know if y'all could hear me.
All right, here's
I was
the deal.
Mumbling.
Here's the deal.
Hey, we'll come down right now.
Okay, you come down today. Here's the deal. You race Mr. 40. You show up to race him. I'll give you the tickets to Aerosmith. You beat him. You beat him, and I'll give you tickets to Ozfest.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. How soon can you get here?
How soon?
Who are you talking to?
My dad.
You wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Your dad who doesn't have the energy to come out here today. That's how the whole thing started.
Will your dad be driving you here?
This is a family,
no, I'm
a family of BS scammers right here.
Why are you driving?
Wow.
Well, then why do you have to ask your dad?
I don't know where you guys are located, so he knows.
What is, listen, Mr. Allstate athlete, what is your grade point average?
It's like a 3.0.
Liar.
Liar.
How do you spell the word average?
You're coming out by yourself because Dad doesn't have the energy to come out here today.
All right, I'll come out by myself.
Well, wait a minute. Is that true or not? That's what your dad said.
No, he doesn't have the energy. He didn't have the energy this morning to get all the way out there.
But he has the energy now?
It takes him a while to get up in the morning.
This is this morning.
He's a superhero.
Yeah.
Our show is on from 11 to 3. Who's telling the truth here?
He gets his energy from his son, dog. He's a superhero.
How do you spell average?
How do I spell average?
Don't answer a question with a question.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
A-V-E-R-A-G-E.
Very good. What I don't understand is the letter that your dad sent us said he doesn't have the energy to make it out here today, but he could do it in the evening. Then you looked over at him. Hold on. Then
I don't think he meant today. I think he meant I don't have the energy to make it out as in this morning.
How do you spell energy, and don't repeat the word, energy?
E-N-E-R-G-Y.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
So it just confuses me that Dad didn't have the energy to be here today, but yet Sonny Boy was looking over at him and said, where are we going?
Correct. So you'll be coming by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if your dad comes out here, he will be subjected to a medical examination. By the proper insurance authority.
And he'll be cutting the grass.
Okay.
So we'll see you how soon. If you're in Stafford, you should be here.
About an hour.
Within the hour.
Hey, dog, how tall are you?
17.
Wow, we got one here.
How old are you?
17.
How tall are you?
You're aware that you you answered Mr. 40's question, how tall are you with your age?
Oh, 5'11". I'm sorry.
5'11".
5'11". What is 9 times 9?
81.
Very good.
All right, he's passed all of my tests.
He's passed the remedial Donnie IQ,
yes.
And that means he will be sprinting, and I guess we will do the length of the sidewalk in front of the building. That
absolutely
will be the sprint.
So, just for racing Mr. 40... on behalf of your dad, you win Aerosmith tickets. If you beat Mr. 40, you win Ozfest tickets.
Uh-huh.
Because you are a state freaking athlete, right?
Yes, sir.
Give me that resume one more time.
And all area, all state, all Potomac. And I'm thinking about going to JMU.
Hey! That's terrific! Just missed UVA?
I haven't got any letters from UVA. I've only got letters from JMU.
No, but you
colleges
gave us
in Maryland and North Carolina.
You gave us a very fragmented resume there. You were all state what? Give us the specifics. Slow down and give us all the details. You claimed a lot of very lofty things, and you know what? The nice thing about all of those, with the internet today, they're all, we can check them probably within 15 minutes.
You're all state what?
I was all state in the 400 and then the 500.
Track?
Yes.
Okay. All uh-huh. state. You were all state.
Yep.
Okay.
What does that entail?
I placed in state.
You placed in state.
Yep.
So you went to the state championships.
Now Charlie Broyhill is really
a track coach,
a track guy, and he says to me, if you run a 48 quarter, you could go anywhere in the country for track on a track scholarship.
48 flat was my split time in the 4x4.
We ought to get Charlie down here. I mean, to question this.
Hold on.
It's a great thing about this show when you make a claim.
Hello.
Hi.
I ran a 9.2 split in the 100.
So what are we talking about, Charlie? Enlighten us.
A split isn't a very accurate time for an open quarter. What's your open quarter time?
49 flat.
And what year are you?
I'll be a senior this year.
And you ran at Stafford or North Stafford?
Colonial Forge.
Which, single, double, or triple?
Triple.
Triple A?
Yep.
Is that new to Triple A?
Our school opened up about 3 years ago.
Really? Because I don't remember seeing that at the state meet this year.
Wow.
A great dad boy, Braille around.
It is.
Inspector Gadget.
He is the sleuth.
Where was the state meet held this year?
I took
Well, for indoor, I took third place in the 500 state.
I thought you were talking about outdoor. Indoor or outdoor?
Did you?
Both.
Okay, where was the outdoor state meet? Outdoor state meet was...
Oh, that quick.
Where was it?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Oh. Wait a minute, hold on. You were a state athlete, and you were at...
Oh, it was in Richmond. State meet was in Richmond.
Is that true, Charlie?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
What color was the boat? Well, I guess the proof is, Charlie,
yeah.
If this kid comes down here and runs against Mr. 40, will you be able to kind of eyeball him and be able to say, that's pretty fast. He is a track athlete.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right, so you got a lot to prove, son, and now it's all on you.
Goodbye.
All right, then.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye.
And, boy, hold on a second. Yeah, we got Gadget on the case.
Very good.
We're going to have us a regular old sporting event today.
Very exciting, and Mr. 40 is looking like he's wobbling. You're going to have to, like, drink Gatorade or something like that.
Caffeine.
It's all probably going to come up.
Lots of caffeine.
No. Don't forget what Wesley Snipes always says.
Always bet on black.
Always bet on black.
Absolutely.
Because if you get too far ahead of me, I'm going to tag him.
That is the crux of the matter. That is the crux of the matter. That it's always something that makes 40 laugh.
All right.
Spit out his beer. Crux.
Hold on just a second. We'll give you directions.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
So, it's a totally adversarial relationship we've developed with this family.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you do, Rob. I think we're gonna give them tickets, and that's the important thing.
Uh-huh. You ever run against a black man?
Yep.
You ever beat the black man?
Yep.
All right, are you looking forward to the competition?
Yes, sir.
What will your footwear be today?
Some Nikes.
Yeah, see, I got on Air Force Ones, dog. These ones heavy. It's all right, though. I got you.
I think I might have joined in this race.
I ran a 4440 back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
I think the old 270-pounder's going to join in against these young studs.
No, Mike, you and I are simply spectators.
We're definitely, those days are over for us, aren't they,
dog? Yes, they are.
You can't run with your toes out, Mike.
You can't?
Can't run with your toes out.
Why would that be?
You don't want to do that.
Mike,
really?
You could run barefoot.
Yeah, I could run barefoot.
Like the old days.
Yeah, like the old days. And watch me pull everything. Watch me pull everything.
All right, hold on there, kid.
Hold on, kid. I'll run if Smoot Hall runs.
Yeah, the longer we keep you on the phone.
On the road, yeah.
What?
He needs to get on the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The longer we keep him on the phone, the shorter amount of time. You know what I mean. We get him off the phone, get him down here.
And you will be leaving now. Otherwise, if you're not here, you know the gates fell, you know.
He is on hold with Lisa, getting directions.
Where? What? Where? What?
So... having us a race today.
Hey, good day for it. What will the heat index be today, Buzz?
105 today.
There we go, fantastic.
Yeah, high humidity.
Getting to me on the way up.
If it's a sprint, too, we got to have somebody like with little Dixie cups halfway down to hand it to them when they go by.
It's a race of the races.
Yes, fantastic.
Today. Now, let me ask you, Rob.
Yeah?
Now,
I know who Rob will be rooting for.
Who will you be?
We all know who you are.
Who will you be rooting for?
I have to root for 40.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because when, as much as I hate, you know what I hate the most?
What?
The listener.
All right, 40, we'll go into training. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What are you going to do to prepare for this race, 40? I mean, obviously, you've been drinking 40-ounce malt liquor for most of the morning.
Yeah.
What will you be doing at this point, knowing that you've got the race ahead of you?
I was actually going to just pull up a chair and finish his 40.
Yeah. There he goes. That's how he's prepped.
You want some Starbucks or something? You want some Red Bull?
I got OE right now. I'm doing
Old English.
I started off with a little fart.
You know what they say about Old English? Their old slogan.
Well,
makes you fast.
Okay. All right, well, get out of here, 40. Go go back to the green room and prepare.
He's carbo loading.
Good luck, 40.
Yeah, my money's on you.
You better move quicker than that when you start that race.
There he goes. All right. He thought he'd come down to be a commentator today.
Yeah.
Little did he know that he'd actually be representing the Don and Mike show.
Yeah. 40's a competitor. 40's a guy that's got a little ego, got a little competitive fire.
My money's on 40, even if he's drunk.
Yeah, I can't make that bet until I see the kid.
Yeah.
As soon as I see the kid, I'll make the bet.
Sight unseen, I'll take 40. Right now, if you want to take the other kid...
Yeah, to make it interesting. No, I don't want to bet on the guy that we all hate. It's no fun.
Who wants to bet on the guy we hate?
I will. I'll back him.
Thank you, Buzz. That's generous.
I'll bet on the listener. You know, I'm the listener's friend.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Don't get mad at me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Mike?
All right. Okay.
Don't get mad.
What?
Promise you won't get mad.
What?
Just promise me, make me a blanket statement, you won't get mad.
Okay, what? Go ahead.
Let me hear you say it.
I won't get mad.
Promise?
What are you going to say? It means you're going to say something's going to make me mad.
Just promise me you won't get mad.
All right, I won't get mad.
You promise?
What are you going to say? Go ahead, say it.
Just promise me.
I won't get mad.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
How about we bet draft positions?
Oh, no. I mean, it doesn't make any difference because I'm not going to know what I'm doing, whether I'm first pick or eighth pick. So, yeah.
Shut up, Lisa. Lisa's talking on the headphones.
You're drafting what, second?
No,
first. You're drafting first?
Yes, I guess.
And it's not a big deal to you, right?
I shouldn't even be doing this because I have no idea what I'm doing.
$50 worth your first draft pick?
I don't even know. I don't know. What do you mean?
I'm offering you $50.
You're offering me $50. No.
I'm offering you $100.
No.
I'll sell you number 3 for $50.
Done.
All right.
Thank you, Rob. That's fine.
I'm offering you $200.
Rob, I'll have the money for you tomorrow.
I don't know.
I'm offering, Buzz, take it or leave it. I'm offering you 200, what, Lisa?
John Norman just called. He's at home, and he said, no way, it's not fair to trade draft picks if everybody's not here and in agreement of trading draft picks. If that's the case, then we should all come
out. We're not trading, we're selling.
Check me, this is our league, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
We
make the rules.
It's our rules.
That's it. Rob just made me a nice offer, and Don and Buzz are negotiating.
This first pick may be the only advantage I have in this, since I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm going to hang on to it.
F you.
okay, so Don, would you like number 3? Can you give me $100 for number 3?
Wait, you sold him number 3?
Yeah. It's a $50 profit.
I'll take it.
Thank you very much.
I'll take it.
All right, that's great. So pay Rob 50 and pay me 50.
You got it.
Oh, and you owe me 11.
For what?
I settled up for you at the chiropractor today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I'll make that 20 for that extra effort that
all right,
you did.
Good.
That's good work.
So I'm up to number 3 in the draft now.
You're number 3 in the draft, and I know that's important. I'm still number 7, and I'm still going to go after Buzz. I'm going to go after Buzz, and, it might just work out that nobody knows the details.
No. come on. You got to do it on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't. You know what?
I know you
You're
can't.
Past, man.
I know you would have gone to the well.
I'd be right with you.
You would have gone to the well.
Now what did I do? I cheaply sold my draft pick to you.
To make $50.
God damn it.
Okay, let's clear them out.
You made $50 and now you're only at number 4. You've still moved up because you've swapped with Don.
Sweet.
That is so sweet. I moved up and I got $50. Jesus, that's a great deal. I made a real deal, but I didn't even know it. God damn it. That is so strong.
Hold on a second. Then I can move up to the middle.
Oh, my head's going to start bleeding again. That is so sweet.
Pipe down, honey. Now, let me see if I can finagle my way up to number 2. Because my son has the number 2 pick.
Yeah, and you get to work on your son all day.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey.
How much is that second pick worth to you? How about $50?
I have the number 2 pick.
You have the number 2 pick in the draft, Bart.
And I have number 3. You want to swap places?
How much are you going to pay him to move up?
Oh, you know what? Here's the deal I can make. What is the what's the entry fee? Is it $100?
$150 this year and $10 per transaction.
So, Bart. Hey, Bart.
Yeah.
How about I pay half your entry fee and we swap spots?
Who do you want so bad?
None of your beeswax.
Tough talk. What's the entry fee?
$150. What do you say?
And you only want to pay half?
Yeah, $75. Then you only have to pay $75 of your own money. Because it's going to cost you $150 of your own money to enter this league.
Well, I'll pay $150.
I'll pay $100 of your entry fee, Bart.
Okay, Uncle Mike. Dad?
Deal?
Bart, I will pay your entire entry fee.
Uncle Mike, are you going to...
What's the entry fee is what?
$150.
I don't know. I'm out. Yeah, you see, you got me dusted. Well, wait till I get back on firm financial ground.
Hold on a second. Who's on the phone? I bet it's Broyhill.
Probably.
It's got to be. Hello?
John, what's up, man?
John.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
So what's going on, man?
Johnny's into it.
We're paying. We're shifting around.
Oh, man, come on.
Well, John,
what are you drafting? What's your draft position?
I'm drafting six, but that's not the point.
How much you pay me to move up to number four?
I don't want to pay to move up to number four. I pick six.
Well, then be happy with your pick. Goodbye.
you don't know John Norman.
All right, Bart, so is that the deal?
And just for the first round or for the entire
thing? No, just for the first round.
Well, hold it.
No, that's a permanent
hold,
pick.
It would have to hold firm.
Oh, no, you're right. It would have to be for the whole draft. And now here's Carlos.
Hey, look, it's Charlie. Shut up. I can't believe our commissioner is allowing these sort of things.
Who's the commissioner in the league?
Rob.
Rob. I think it's fine.
And that's why it's our league this year.
That's our league. And you know what? This.
Oh, so when I bought Terrell Davis before, that was wrong.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was.
Back in the day, it was. But this year, anything goes, Charlie.
What am I at, number four now?
I'll give you my 8th and 9th pick and your league fee for your first pick.
I'll think about that.
Thank you.
You got to take that, Buzz.
You should take that, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. You know I wouldn't steer you wrong.
All right, Bart, so do we have a deal?
I'll think about it.
Barty, I need to know now. Things are happening fast and furious around
and
here.
And all this going on 40's outside practicing running.
You don't want to make a decision now because I could say I'll decide later and somebody else.
But the way it works best is when we're doing this negotiation, you got to make those commitments. And Bart, I'm prepared to offer you your league fee plus $100 for your second pick.
What pick do you have?
Number four.
Four.
No, I don't want to do that. I rescind it. I'm sorry. I can't afford it. Your father's offer is still on the table, though.
Money is off the table.
That's right.
My offer
I like
is
the idea of moving up to four and getting $50, and you're going to bring that in tomorrow?
I'll give you a check today.
Check?
F you. Check my balance. Have I ever bounced a check to you, Rob?
No, not your personal check, no.
Never.
You asked Rob.
Me
either.
I write Rob and Charlie checks all the time.
All right.
I bounced you a check. How long ago was that? 5 years ago?
Yes. That's why I say that, though, and then you give me an
one
FU. You give me an FU, but I am legitimate in when I...
One time I bounced
make
back.
That. I can make that joke.
Yes,
I can make that joke.
Yes, Barty.
Two things. Dad?
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
And two, my traffic court went awesome.
I know, you lucky dog.
I know.
You lucky dog.
All right, so you've moved up to number two in the draft now.
Number two, and I pay Bart's entry fee.
And now I'm number three.
And you're number three.
Okay.
All right, love you. I'm
you can have you can have stupid Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
He breaks his leg.
And you'll have a check for $50 for me tomorrow. And
I'll give you a check today.
Today.
Today, right now, during the break.
And I will be drafting fourth.
Fourth. And Rob, I'll write you a check for whatever I owe
Rob,
you.
Rob,
anyway.
You writing all this down, keeping track of all this, so we make sure the pot's right.
Now. We still have Buzz drafting first.
Oh no, but that'll change. Buzz will make the deal with Charlie because Charlie's agreed to pay Buzz's entry fee. Uh-huh.
Buzz, can I say something from
sure,
the bottom
please,
of my heart?
Please do.
Don't do it. Don't deal with this man. He doesn't need any more help. He's really a guru when it comes
he
to
he does
this,
quite well, I know.
Right?
Yes.
But you know that word is interesting.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with
that.
Charlie at number one.
No, I don't want Charlie and Don drafting
my party
too. I think that totally sucks. I think there's got to be parity in this league, and I think if they draft one and two, that
drink. Did I say drink?
Yes.
If they draft one and two, it's not going to be fair.
Be totally fair. We'll both get great guys.
It's not going to be fair. Buzz.
Yes.
Draft number one.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
Just like I did with Bart. You got to make the decision now.
All right, Buzz, here's the deal.
Right now.
If you draft, if you keep your pick at number one, I will provide you with all of my information that I have in this green folder, and you won't have to do any work.
I'll give you websites to get the information for free.
And while he thinks about that, let me recap where we stand. Buzz is drafting
$10,000, Buzz.
Don is drafting second and owes me $50, owes Bart $100 and his entry fee, and owes Mike $50. Bart is drafting third.
Expensive little draft for you.
Mike is drafting fourth and owes me $20 for his chiropractor. Lisa is fifth, John Norman sixth, I'm at seven, and Charlie at eight.
All right, so Buzz, we need an answer.
40 is being consulted by.
We need an answer, Buzz.
And Buzz is being consulted by 40.
You owed her 100 and an entry fee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You need the answer right now?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with number one.
Way to go, Buzz.
Okay. Okay.
Is your number two?
Yep.
still taking offers for positions.
But that's good. I'm much more comfortable with.
I feel bad. I feel bad for Charlie.
I feel for both of you. Both of you.
There'll be good players at 8 and 9. I'm not worried about that.
Of course there will.
Yeah.
Wish I knew more about this.
Me too.
Not me.
Buzz?
Yes?
I thought the deal is over.
You want to go from 2 to 1?
I gave my decision.
You want to
right
go from
now.
1 to 2? No, you want to trade down?
I don't know. Why would I want to do that?
For $100?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, 40.
40 consulted Buzz, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting bad advice. Bad advice, Buzz.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out.
Bad advice for you and Charlie.
You know,
I'm
going to lose no matter what position.
No, not if you get a good quarterback.
What? All right, so he'll take Kurt Warner. BFD, I get Marshall Faulk. Hello, winner. Go ahead, take Kurt Warner.
This is such a nerd fight right here.
Do you know who Kurt Warner plays for?
No, I don't.
What a fag. God, how can such a fag have the number one pick?
I have never followed football.
That's
I've
fair.
Never had any
Don't
interest in football.
Isn't
I
that kind of fair?
About football.
Yeah.
It's kind of fair. That's why you and Charlie going number one and two, that just is not fair to the league.
All right, well, let's lock it in now, then.
I've got it.
Right? All right, what's the order?
We got to lock it in right now?
Dealing's closed. Locked it in.
Buzz, is there anything that you would want from me? You name your price.
Not right now. Thank
okay.
You.
All right, well, then that's it.
Now or never.
Books are closed.
What's the order?
Buzz, Don, Bart, Mike, Lisa, John, Norman, Rob, and Charlie.
Great. And I owe who what?
Oh, me 50, owe Mike 50, and owe Bart 100 and an entry fee.
Gotcha.
If you want, you can pay me 70 and pay Mike 30. That cancels out the 20 that Mike owes me.
Done.
Okay.
All right, done.
Done.
Whatever.
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 Inches ahead.
It's so honest. I just love saying it to watch your face.
Like playing poker with Rob. It's never
and
simply...
Somehow with that, I feel cheated.
It's never five-card draw with Rob. It's always... We're playing Dr. Pepper. We're
perfectly
playing,
legitimate. Yeah. All that Rob's numbers are right, but somehow I feel soft.
I understand. You made $50 and moved up.
I did.
Clear the lines.
Dan's your dad.
Clear them out.
I'm ready for this draft.
11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And I'm going to hop on the net tonight, and, you know, it's not just this listener that helped me. I'm going to be a little more prepared.
You are on the clock at 11. You'll have 60 seconds to make your first pick, Buzz Girdley.
Now, you're ready. Well, the first one, anyway.
He will be. Okay. Call 100 right now. Give you a shot at $100 with a celebrity burp, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.